From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, August 1st, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Port of Coeymans is scheduled to move a 4,000-ton heat recovery steam generator from the port onto a barge on Tuesday, August the 2nd. The heating structure will then be transported south on the Hudson River to a power plant in Sewaren, New Jersey. This is the first time a structure of this size has been built offsite and then transported, and it is the largest project of this size in the United States. The parts for the 8-million-pound generator were shipped to the port in November 2016, and workers have been putting it together 24 hours a day, 6 days a week ever since. The structure will be welded onto the deck of a barge 100 feet wide and 400 feet long, and then pulled by three tugboats down the river. The barge will leave Coeymans on Monday, August the 7th. The trip to New Jersey is expected to take 24 hours. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media that U.S. Representative John Faso was in Athens on Monday, July the 31st. The first-term congressman made a stop at Field Goods, a produce delivery business located in Athens, for a tour of the facility and conversation about the various labor issues facing farmers. Feel Good's founder and president, Donna Williams, hears most often from farmers that the difficulty finding skilled labor is limiting their ability to grow and expand. The minimum wage increase to nearly $15 per hour in 2 years was another concern raised by those in the meeting. Faso said, and I quote, "We really need to solve the immigrant labor question and to do it in a way that keeps these experienced farm workers here and encourages them to come back and also treats people fairly," end quote. According to Faso's online public schedule, he also visited the Salvation Army in Hudson and the Lehigh Hanson Cement Facility in Catskill on Monday. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that the 19th Congressional District candidate, Democrat Jeff Beals, will host a healthcare forum in Woodstock on Wednesday, August the 2nd. The forum will bring together local citizens, experts, and artists to discuss the issue. The event will feature stories, songs, presentations, and an open question and answer session. This is the first in a series of hashtag NY19 forums the Beals campaign will hold. Future events will focus on the opioid addiction crisis, education, jobs, Lyme disease, and the environment. The forum Tuesday will be held at 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Colony Woodstock, 22 Rock City Road. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. It is a local election year and various races in Greene County are shaping up. Towns have until September the 19th to hold caucuses. The 14 towns in the county are electing supervisors, town board members, and other officials. Most of the candidates that have filed are Republicans, with some exceptions. In Athens, Republican Town Supervisor Robert Butler Jr. is running again, and he will be challenged by Michael Perrone, a Democrat. Democrats Phyllis Ann Dinkelacker and Martin Miller, as well as incumbent Republicans Anthony Plouch and Mary Brando, are all vying for town board seats. Candidates that have filed in Cairo, Catskill, Durham, New Baltimore, and Windham are all Republicans. In Cairo, incumbent town supervisor Daniel Benoit is running unopposed, and incumbent town board member Mary Jo Cords is being challenged by Jason Watts. Incumbent Jared Giordano and newcomer Don Scannapiccio are running for Catskill Town Board. In Coxsackie, Town Supervisor Richard Hans is running unopposed. In Durham, Town Supervisor William Carr Jr. is seeking re-election, but he will be challenged in a primary by Sean Marriott. Incumbent Nick Nahas, Carmel Rustick, and Linda Sutton are running for Town Board. Joseph Van Holsten is running for Highway Town Supervisor, and Kelly Downs and Shelley Van Eaton are seeking town board seats. Windham Town Supervisor Robert Pelham is unopposed, and Ian Peters and Wayne Van Vallen are running for town board. Stephen Walker is looking to fill an unexpired term on the Windham Town Board. Gary Thornton is the candidate for Town Highway Superintendent. In Greenville, longtime Town Supervisor Paul Mako, a conservative, is running unopposed. Conservatives Richard Beer and Kenneth Stern are vying for Town Board seats. Terry Williams is running for Highway Superintendent. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Brendan Lyons is reporting in the Times Union that the Saint-Gobain Performance Plastic Plant in Hoosick Falls has been designated a federal Superfund site by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. That facility has been the focus of the contamination of the village's public and private water supplies. The declaration allows federal resources to be used to help clean up areas in the village contaminated with PFOA. It also makes it possible for the federal government to seek reimbursement for the cleanup from the companies responsible for the pollution. The state of New York declared the village a state Superfund site last year. Elevated levels of PFOA were discovered in the village water system in 2014. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Sarah G. Miller is reporting for Live Science on the release last week of the Environmental Working Group's new tap water database. The searchable database allows users nationwide to enter either their zip code or their local utility name to learn what is in their tap water. The EWG is an independent advocacy group based in Washington, D.C., focused on public health and environmental issues. The database contains results from Environmental Protection Agency testing on drinking water from 2010 to 2015, as well as results from water tests conducted by state agencies. The tests found 270 contaminants in drinking water across the country. 8 of the contaminants, including arsenic and lead, were reported in all 50 states. According to the database, tap water in the city of Hudson, Greenport, Water District No. 1, Greenville, Stockport, Philmont, and Kinderhook is free of any contaminants. Testing of tap water in Cairo and Chatham water districts found no contaminants above the health guidelines, but the water did show trace amounts of chemicals. Tap water in the village of Athens, Catskill, Coxsackie, Hunter, Tannersville, and Windham, and at the Coxsackie Correctional Facility in West Coxsackie contained a number of contaminants at a level above health guidelines. You can read that full story at LiveScience.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting isolated showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. today. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 85 degrees for Tuesday night. Isolated showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m. Patchy fog after 5 a.m. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a low around 63. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly after noon. Patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 84 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 2 a.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 62. And on Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 8 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 84 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Sunrise today was at 5:47 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:14 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the first day of August 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.